I've been discussing with some devotees about compiling a book about the transcendental qualities of Srila Prabhupada. There's a huge volume of remembrances and meditations in writing on Srila Prabhupada, different anecdotes, things he's said, things he's done, but just collecting together. Of course, you can't put them all there, because just like Krishna is unlimited, his pure devotees, the qualities of Krishna are unlimited, and the qualities of his pure devotees is also unlimited. But just to put some together to help us to relish and appreciate more the great personality who is Srila Prabhupada. So the suggestion was to give some examples according to the list of qualities of Sri Krishna, which are given in the Nectar of Devotion, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 64 among his innumerable qualities are given there. And of course, whatever qualities Srila Prabhupada may have, they will reflect those of Sri Krishna, because Sri Krishna has all the wonderful transcendental characteristics in full, and a pure devotee can reflect them to some extent. So some of the qualities are beautiful features of the entire body that Krishna possesses in full, and the pure devotees, they also appear to be very beautiful. Then I'll just mention some of them. Extremely pleasing, certainly Srila Prabhupada was extremely pleasing, as is Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was effulgent, as is Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was strong, not as strong as Krishna, but strong. Srila Prabhupada doesn't lift Govardhan Hill, but Srila Prabhupada lifts the devotees out of material existence as an agent of Krishna. So like this, 64 qualities are given, and most of them we can apply to Srila, or rather they're manifest in Srila Prabhupada. It's not difficult to find how they're manifest in Srila Prabhupada. For instance, some more of the qualities in the 64, an expert judge of time and circumstances, sees and speaks on the authority of the Vedas, pure, self-controlled, steadfast, forbearing. So certainly Srila Prabhupada possesses these qualities, as does Sri Krishna. Now, there are some qualities which are really applicable to Krishna and not to anyone else, even among his great pure devotees. One of them is that he's very attractive to all women. Now, of course, Srila Prabhupada, or any pure devotee, is attractive to all people except the demons. Their personality is very attractive. But why it's stated that Krishna is all attractive to all women, it's a sexual attraction, not the mundane sex of this world, but because Krishna is the supreme Purush, the supreme enjoyer, the supreme male, then all females, especially the liberated souls, are attracted to him. Even Kubja, or Trivakra, she was not a pure devotee, but she was attracted to Krishna in an almost mundane, lusty way. So Krishna's very attractive to all women, and that doesn't apply to Srila Prabhupada within this material world, not that he was very attractive in a romantic way. So some of the qualities are not applicable. And especially when we get on to some of the last ones that are mentioned, then they really apply to Narayana and Krishna in the spiritual world. But with a little poetic license, we can map some of the qualities of Sri Krishna onto Srila Prabhupada also, taking a little poetic license. For instance, one of the qualities of Narayana is that uncountable universes generate from his body. Yeah, there's the, so obviously that doesn't happen with any jiva or even Lakshmi. Innumerable universes generate from the body of Narayana, of whom Krishna is the source. But with a little dramatic license, we can say that, well, at least one universe is one universe generated from Srila Prabhupada, and that's ISKCON. It's like a little universe in itself. It's a world within a world. The devotees of Krishna within ISKCON especially, they're all centered around Srila Prabhupada, and it's not like anything else of this world. So in a very poetic way, we can say that one universe has generated from Srila Prabhupada. Some time ago, I saw there was a someone had made a list of various Hindu organizations and their websites, and then included ISKCON in that and made the comment that ISKCON's like a whole universe of itself. It has so many, there are so many websites connected with ISKCON and ISKCON members. It's like a whole universe in itself, far more than any other group. Not that we particularly want to be counted as Hindus. Anyway, another one, he is the original source of all incarnations. Well, obviously, Srila Prabhupada is not the original source of all incarnations. But he is the source in the modern age of, so he's made so many people into sources of mercy, incarnations of mercy. Again, it's a poetic license. Who are going town to town, village to village, giving the holy names. So with a little poetic license, we can say that this quality is also seen in Srila Prabhupada. He's the giver of salvation to the enemies that he kills. Well, of course, that's a quality of Narayana, not even Shiva or Durga, or but especially Narayana. And in this age, demon killing is not by physically killing them, but by killing their demoniac mentality. So in this way, oh, there's a little jiva there. I don't want to kill him. I won't get liberation if I do. In this way, Srila Prabhupada, he would also kill the demoniac mentality of those he preached to, and in this way gave them liberation, more than liberation, by giving them the chance to go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada, he was often very strong with people. Sometimes they got angry with him in their foolishness. But they were always benefited, even those who Srila Prabhupada, he spoke with in such a strong way that they became angry or they went away. There are cases of, at least one I can think of, that where there was one well-to-do hippie type. He was doing some business or something. Randy was his name. This was in Los Angeles in the early 1970s. And he was pretty puffed up by his own admission, and Srila Prabhupada, first time he saw him, cut him down like anything, and just was very heavy with him. And he was driving home in an angry mood, and then he just thought that actually what he said is he's right. And he came the next day with a check for $1,000, which was a lot of money in those days, and he surrendered at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and was initiated as Mahabuddhidas, who's been active in Krishna consciousness ever since. So he killed, that's an example, if he killed the demoniac, non-devotional propensity and gave him liberation. Then, what else? He is the attractor of liberated souls, yeah? Srila Prabhupada also attracts liberated souls. Surely all the great devotees, they are, who are not visible to our mortal vision, they're also very much attracted by and pleased by and praising Srila Prabhupada's transcendental activities. So by Srila Prabhupada's transcendental activities of manifesting Krishna consciousness within the world and spreading it to others, he is attractive even to liberated souls. Then there are some qualities which are not even manifested in Narayana. Krishna is the performer of wonderful varieties of pastimes. Yeah. So, that's true of Srila Prabhupada, for sure. He is surrounded by devotees endowed with wonderful love of God. Yeah. Yeah, we can take a poetic license. Now, here's one for Krishna that is not even for Narayana or Narasimha or Varaha or Rama. He can attract all living entities all over the universes by playing on his flute. Well, there are rascals, as we learn from Srila Prabhupada, who imitate Krishna by performing gopi lila, and maybe some of them will play on a flute. Srila Prabhupada taught us not to imitate Sri Krishna. So even though the qualities of Krishna may be manifested in Srila Prabhupada, it's by reflection that those qualities are manifested in him, not by imitation. So Srila Prabhupada didn't play a flute, so that one's not applicable to him. So that's just some idea of how some qualities, which they're really exclusive to Krishna, with a little sympathetic, taking a dramatic license, we can see them in Srila Prabhupada also. Now, then he has a wonderful excellence of beauty which cannot be rivaled anywhere in the creation. Yeah, that's Krishna. So we won't try to ascribe those to Srila Prabhupada. We should also know the difference between Guru and Krishna. One and different. Hare Krishna.